Hello, everybody. Take two. We have two planetary stations coming up this week. We have Saturn stationing direct at 0 degrees and 30 minutes of Pisces on November the 4th. And just 2 days before, we have Vesta in Cancer stationing retrograde at 7 degrees and 30 minutes of Cancer. Did I say that right? Pisces for Saturn, Cancer for Vesta. But I kid you not, the cards I've pulled are amazing. I'm going to look at Saturn first. I'm going to try not to take forever on these things, but I pulled cards for these and I am going to look at the symbols quickly. Saturn is stationing direct at zero Pisces, as I said, and I kid you not, for that station, I pulled this card. Now, this is the equivalent of the Fool card in the Red Seeds tarot, and that is the Zero card. And I am not joking that I pulled this. And the Fool card, of course, is about new beginnings, taking a risk, taking a leap, stepping forward. And in this deck, the Misties represent Kore, the innocent, the new, and unsullied kind of divine feminine. And this card is I am the unknown. And the quote for this card is, "And suddenly you know it's time to start something new and trust the magic of beginnings." And then Vesta stations retrograde at 7 degrees, 30 minutes of Cancer. And I kid you not, I pulled this. Vessels are cups, and that's the emotions, emotional body. And I actually pulled the seven of vessels. I'm just like, whoa, okay. And I didn't make this up. I'm always like, they're gonna think that I did it. But this is I am vision, and of course Vesta's stationing retrograde. And I will read the quote for that, and I'll come back to them quickly. But again, in one. I want to be fast. In one drop of water are found all the secrets of all the oceans. In one aspect of you are found all the aspects of existence. And that's by Khalil Gibran. So, Saturn, I'm going to share the chart and we'll kind of pull all this together. But of course, both are stationing or turning direction from our perspective in water signs. Cancer is the sign of the moon. It's the sign of the crab, of security, of protection, of the home, of the inner home, of pulling down your shell. It's about self-care and mothering and nurturing yourself primarily, but also others. And then we also have Pisces, which is oceanic, which is the collective unconscious, the amniotic fluid, the cosmic soup of creation. And here we have Saturn stationing direct at 0:30 of Pisces. I find it interesting, both of them as well are exactly at the midpoint of the degrees, 0:30, 7:30. It's just like, oh, you cannot make this up. But let's actually get Saturn to his actual, because this was November the 2nd. So November the 4th, just to give you a day and time, though really kind of all these are happening at the same time. Here we have Saturn stations direct at 0:30 of Pisces. Now, interestingly, with Vesta stationing retrograde at 7 degrees, back on June 17th, Saturn stationed retrograde at 7 Pisces, which is an exact trine to Vesta. Now, to me, in water signs, quite often when planets change direction from our perspective, it's not only got that whole retrograde thing of going within or starting the new journey as Saturn is, let's get it back to now. It's also elements of the tide is turning. The tide is turning emotionally. the tide is turning and may make some waves as well. And Saturn in Pisces has been helping us to deal with our limiting beliefs, boundaries, but at a greater level, it's also been dissolving a lot of who we respect, the elder, the father figure, the patriarch. And since June, there's really been a lot coming out about those kind of figures in our world of all kinds, and maybe in your own family. And when I say patriarch, I do not necessarily mean a man. It can also mean the person who kind of took that role in any respect. It can also be a female figure. And so Saturn stations direct on November the 4th, 302 a.m. Eastern. So for me, it's at 1:02 a.m. Mountain, just after midnight on Pacific, and 8:02 a.m. I think, although clocks are changing all over the place at the moment. So forgive me if I get an hour wrong in the UK, universal time. And just look at this though, it's Saturn is stationing direct. Let me draw my lines. Making some amazing aspects, some of which I looked at on a video I made about there almost being a Star of David. So I might change the aspect orbs in a minute to show you, though I personally think the aspects are a little wide, but this is all happening at the same time. This is Sedna. Sedna with the 11,408-year orbit back to the end of the Ice Ages and the beginning of the Neolithic Age. That is a big paradigm-shifting energy. At zero, Gemini, going to revisit Taurus again for a little while, but in Gemini at the moment. Here we have Hecate, the way shower, the goddess of the crossroads. And then we also have a trine to Haumea, the creatrix, who is the goddess of birth and fertility. This could not be clearer that we are setting off on a new journey. And it's and tides are turning. And with Hecate in Virgo, she's showing us the way that Virgo, being more humble, being more meaningful, being more useful, being of service, doing the right work is the way forward. Sedna in Gemini is about the big, big changes of perspective that are happening now. And Haumea in Scorpio is really about the fertility of birthing something new, in many ways from those deep waters. But Saturn is the primary one, and Saturn is going to move forward now through Pisces and is going to. I always think one of my favorite words for transiting Pisces is mastery or clarity. And Saturn in Pisces has been in that retrograde journey since June and is now saying it's time to kind of master what we've learned. Saturn in Pisces going on saying we have to let go of these limiting beliefs where the I can'ts and I always and I never and all things like that, and know that we can and that we have to do it for the good of birthing a new paradigm in this amniotic fluid that really connects with the collective unconscious. It's, I think it's a really powerful station with it being at 0 degrees. So I do want to read the Chandra symbols for this, but first let me talk a little bit about zero quickly. At 0 degrees is the alpha, the omega, and there is no beginning and no end. It's all infinite. The ancients proclaimed that this is the God force, which is a circle whose center is everywhere and its circumference is nowhere. So this is the God force or universal energies And it really encompasses the attributes of all other numbers and brings one closer to source. And in Pisces, that's really the cosmic fluid, the chaos of the universe, you know. So this is the energy of eternity, infinity, oneness, wholeness, continuing cycles and flow, and the beginning point, and it's in infinite potentiality. So I love that this is Saturn is stationing direct at this degree. It stands for all that was before creation, the amniotic fluid of Pisces, and for the God power in all of us. So we kind of are our own patriarchs under this. This is a huge opportunity to kind of really step into that energy of elderhood and strength. Saturn is skeleton and bones. It's time to stand strong and stand for what's right. Okay. And then the Chandra Singh symbol for this is a field of dandelions. This degree has a joyful appreciation of the common and the ordinary, that's very Virgo, and an understanding that all aspects of the human species' shared reality have come to be due to having survived and outlived so many other ideas and ways of being that have been cast aside or minimized over time. In other words, there is an instinct for comprehending how the mainstream of society, which is very Saturnian, represents the strongest and most persistent motivations of the race to try and find and support what is most positive and spiritual in this is the goal of this degree. It is the Piscean sympathy shining forth most directly, spontaneously, and universally, like the sunshine of countless stars in a galaxy of dandelions. Now, the Sabian symbol is a public market, and this is about healthy exchange ideas, goods and services, and it's about cooperation, the cooperative interaction that we're all calling for in the world right now. James Burgess says we breathe, eat, and feel safe from many dangers, all because we are part of a complex interactive involvement with other living beings. On a very simple level, we are all able to trade our surpluses with someone else's so that both parties are enriched. When commerce is properly managed, then abundance and trust can grow and thereby reduce fear and the risk of conflict. Okay. So because I want to be quick, I will remind you that this is the Mysteries, and in the Eleusinian Mysteries, this is the initiate going in to be reborn in the Eleusinian Mysteries. Okay, this is Cori going into the underworld, kind of meeting her shadow, losing her innocence, and being reborn as queen. I find this quite exciting, to be honest. It gives me great hope, even though it's kind of going to be a bit challenging week, I think, with all this kind of turning of direction. Okay, now to Vesta. All right, so Vesta. So we are going a little bit back, but Saturn is kind of the biggest thing. So Vesta is stationing retrograde on November the 2nd, 2023. Oh, and incidentally, I did want to say one thing. Oh, yeah. Well, I can say that in a minute. I will say it in a minute. That seven is the Saturn number. So, in a way, we have Saturn turning direction in two ways, because when Vesta is the inner flame, it's the flame of the hearth and the state and our own inner flame. Vesta is focus, commitment, devotion. She's what we are focused on, what we are devoted to, what we are devoted to withholding. It was said of the Vestal Virgins that if they kept the flame alit, then, you know, that would keep the state alive. And here's Vesta stationing retrograde in another water sign, and in the sign that really kind of is the basis of our security, of, you know, all of us individually and everybody, and in a trine to where Saturn was back in June. You can't make this stuff up. Now, Vesta is going to be retrograde until February the 8th, and she will go all the way back into Gemini, though. So, you know, we'll look at that. In fact, no, 21 Gemini. Why is that highlighted today? I think it's the moon, actually. But anyway, yeah. So I'll look at that later. But anyway, she's going to be retrograde for quite a while, but it's just the station point that we're going through. So again, I remind you of the card for this. We got the Seven of Vessels, which is something powerful and possibly odd or strange is going on. We may feel outside of ourselves. Are we swimming in the realm of the unconscious and surrounded by dreams? We may wonder who we really are. Things may feel confusing, but our imagination appears to be blossoming. Something may be leading us to the pool of revelation, illumination, and inspiration, a place well traveled by seekers, poets, and artists who know how to navigate such a realm. Swimming in the waters and the shadows of the unconscious helps us to find and connect with ourselves. Our long-time journey is to integrate our conscious and unconscious self. Carl Jung said that it's only by working with our shadow that we can find wholeness. We will meet dreams and monsters and become aware that our ego is important, but it is so often attracted to illusion and untruths. We will swim to great depths as we journey towards wholeness, slowly integrating what we see. We can only then make our dreams come true. Confusion only allows our dreams to just fade away. So can you see the possibilities? Oh, I've gone fadey. It'll come back in a second of this time. Okay. You can see the possibilities of these stations in this week. It's quite lovely to me, to be quite honest. Now then, Vesta is stationing retrograde in an opposition to Pholus, and she is going to go back and oppose Pholus again, and then will oppose Pholus again. And Pholus is the Pandora's box. And Vesta's opposition to Pholus has been kind of really like the Pandora's box of all that's wrong with the structures of, you know, the governments, our lives and world. The it's like a deck of cards falling, the lids come off and we can't put it back in. Okay. And she is going to oppose again. And so there are going to be some challenges, of course, and these are both water signs, which means emotions. So it is, but it is like the tide is turning. You know, a lot of secrets and lies are being emerged, and they are going to come out. I think there's more going to come out around these stations. Now, for both Saturn and Vesta, the few days around the stations are more important. Saturn, a few more days because it's a much closer to Earth. Well, actually, it's further out because it's a bigger energy, but it's just going to feel like waves of emotion. You may feel like you're like, oh, I'm not sure which way I'm going. I'm not sure what's happening here, but it's going to be good. But Vesta, look at this. We're forming a lovely wedge aspect with Juno, which is the sacred contracts asteroid. She also is about women and children. And these are in that lovely, humble sign of Virgo. We looked at Hecate again already. But look at this, Black Moon Lilith, true Black Moon Lilith, and Juno are together, it's kind of like we see this upswelling in the planet of people saying, no more. We have to do good to each other. We have to be kinder to each other. We have to think of the other. We have to think of each other. There's a big uprising of that. And I think that is going to increase on these stations. So, because I don't want to spend too long at this, let me look at just talk about the seven. Incidentally, we're in a 7 year as well. And seven resonates with the energies of the collective consciousness as well. And seven is faith and spirituality. Okay. And it's the Saturn number because seven is is a quarter of a Saturn cycle. And this is about spiritual awakening and awareness and spiritual enlightenment and development. Now, the seven does kind of have a little bit of a like Saturn can be a little bit morbid and depressive and can go into that pessimistic kind of energy. So you may find a lot of people feeling a little bit low, but it's kind of got one of those energies where things fall and then are being rebuilt because Saturn is the builder. Saturn is the achiever. So both these stations have a very Saturnian kind of energy. One is Saturn and one it's at 7 degrees, which is the Saturn number. Okay, so think about that. We are being transformed. We are being transformed. And with Vesta stationing retrograde in Cancer, we are going to be reviewing our inner security, our self-care, self-love, self-nurturing, but also, the family as a whole as well, nuclear and beyond. And then this is the greater family, the collective. So both these stations have this energy of the tide turning towards coming together. So the Chandra symbol for the station retrograde of Vesta is an alchemical text written on parchment. In this symbol, we find formulas for healing and evolution. This degree is about understanding the different qualities inherent in different vibrations, together with learning how they combine together. Here is the attempt to understand processes and then to use that understanding creatively to solve problems and hopefully advance the self spiritually. The negative potential here is that the person must keep the higher purpose in mind and not get caught up in mere tricks or serving the selfishness and greed of the lower self. Okay, so a bit of a caution there. Now, the Sabian symbol for Vesta's retrograde station is two rabbits dressed in cloths on parade. And this is modeling ourselves on a guide. By copying a master's attitudes, beliefs, gestures, and words, we gain mastery ourselves. A time-honored process for us to learn and develop is to imitate an established master of a craft in as much detail as possible. This method requires no wisdom or philosophy. We simply copy exactly all the physical processes of the craft and allow our own understandings to emerge as the skills take hold. So I'll let you take on that what you will. Now we're all going to feel this tide turning energy collectively, but of course, you individually will feel it more if you have planets or angles around 0 degrees. Especially of the mutable signs. That's me. So that's Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. And slightly to a lesser degree, but still feeling it, 7 degrees of the cardinal signs. So again, me. So that's Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, and Aries. I should have started with Aries. So just so you know, interestingly, this is Vesta's opposing my Saturn. So how much more Saturnian could it get? And this is square to my Mercury. So I'm, yeah. But anyway, subscribe to my channel. Leave me a thumbs up. I love doing these for you. Leave me a comment. I love to know your thoughts. Oh, and I was going to look at one thing quickly. And I will link to the video on this video. Oh, you see, I've got too many asteroids in. If you go to the original video, you will see that this actually makes amazing yods and all kinds of energies. It and two boomerang yods. And if we use a wide orb for the trines and sextiles, it uses a let's take all the asteroids out. I've got an astrologer friend who's like, get rid of those asteroids. I'm like, you know I won't, because I like my asteroids. But anyway, let's I took a load out in that. Jupiter's not involved in it. The moon will be later in the day, so I'll just leave the moon where it is for now. The sun, well, let's leave the sun there. In some respects, this day there is a Star of David pattern, which I think means that there's going to be a lot here connected to Israel. I'm not giving any opinion on that. There we go, Saturn out as well. That's a bit better. But the odds are pointing at the nodes. And if I put Eris back in, Eris and the North Node are having their conjunction. So this is a huge week. Not only have we got the two planets turning direction, one planet, one asteroid, we also have a configuration that's a Star of David that's Earth and water trines, and also two boomerang yods pointing at the nodes, which means this is really karmic kind of thing. And we also have a mystic rectangle, and there was also a grand cross in there somewhere, but you know, there's so much going on at the moment. Oh, there we go. In fact, there's so, yeah, cardinal grand cross. When the moon comes up and opposes Pluto, we'll have a cardinal grand cross. So we really are at another big turning point. I know I could say it a lot, but that's because we're going through a lot of them right now. But so subscribe to my channel, thumbs up, and I will see you on the next one.